This is where we chat with your love doctor. Her name is Kim Kalusek, and she's a trained psychologist here in the Upper Hunter. She answers all of your love and relationship questions, so pop them in our question box at our Instagram at 98.1PowerFM. You can find her at Brook Street Medical in Muswellbrook or Fairholme Doctor Surgery in Singleton. Good morning, Kim.
Morning, Dana. Morning, Sam.
Good morning. Now, this is a really good I've been interested in this one for a little while. My partner and I are moving in together next week. He works in mining and earns double to what I do. And we are having the chat about bills, rent, etc., etc. Is it fair to ask him to put more money in than me because I can't afford it? Now, that is from Not on the Big Bucks.
It's a really, really tricky one, this. So my first question to the listener is, are you actually living beyond your means? You know, are you looking at places that you can afford as a lower income earner and a lifestyle that you can afford? Or are you looking at something, you know, that's outside your budget?
Yeah.
So basically, if the things are within your budget aren't to yours and your partner's taste, then you need to actually discuss with your partner that you have a limited capacity to contribute. If you know, want to not have the hamburger and chip lifestyle and house and want the caviar and champagne type house, mm-hmm. you need to explain to him that he's going to have to, you know, top that up. So, you know,
suck it up and do it. Oh, God.
Yeah. We don't expect the other person to do it, but, you know, if they wish to, you know, live in a better environment, well then, yeah, I can't do that. You're going to have to top that up. I would suggest they both do a budget and that our listener says, look, this is what I can afford. That her partner says, yep, this is what I can afford, and they negotiate it from there. So
I think a budget is great in any relationship. Let's go to our second question, another anonymous question. I've been dating this boy for a few weeks now and I'm starting to realise our love languages aren't the same. Can people with opposite love languages still work and how? That's from Speaking in Tongues.
Okay. Well, they switched on if they've worked that out really early in the piece. So good on them, actually. Look, for the listeners that don't know, we have five languages of love, which are the ways that people show each other, how they love them, and those things include quality time together. Now, everyone listening, that doesn't include watching TV together while you're on your phones. That's not quality time, okay? it includes gift giving and receiving. It includes acts of service, the things like, oh, I'll pick up your dry cleaning on my way home today, baby, you know, that kind of thing. So the answer to the listener's question is this. My language of love is the way I want you to show me that you love me. If our languages of love are different, that's okay, as long as I tell you what I need from you.
Yeah, communication again,
as long as you listen. Exactly. If I tell you I need physical touch, but you're buying me strings of pearl every week, it doesn't matter to me.
I
have to tell my partner. Don't assume your partner knows. So, again, it always comes back to communication. Doesn't matter if they're different, as long as we tell each other and as long as we make the effort to show each other in the way that is most important to our partner.
Also, Anonymous, if you don't know how to explain the love languages to your partner, play this little interview for them. We'll pop it up at our podcast and then it's all the hard work done for you. We're chatting with Kim Kalusek. She's a trained psychologist here in the Upper Hunter and she is our love doctor. You can catch up with her yourself at Brook Street Medical in Muswellbrook and Fairholme Doctor Surgery in Singleton. Thanks for the tips today, Kim.
Not a problem. Have a good week, guys.